Hebrews 9. The first, therefore, also indeed had ordinances of service, and the sanctuary, a worldly one. For a tabernacle was set up, the first, in which were both the candlestick, and the table, and the exposition of the loaves, which is called holy, but after the second veil, a tabernacle which is called Holy of Holies, having a golden censer, and the Ark of the Covenant, covered round in every part with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, and the rod of Aaron that had sprouted, and the tables of the covenant, and above over it the cherubim of glory shadowing the mercy seat, concerning which it is not now the time to speak in detail. Now these things being thus ordered, into the first tabernacle the priests enter at all times, accomplishing the services, but into the second the high priest only, once a year, not without blood, which he offers for himself and for the errors of the people, the Holy Spirit showing this, that the way of the Holy of Holies has not yet been made manifest, while as yet the first tabernacle has its standing, the which is an image for the present time, according to which both gifts and sacrifices, unable to perfect as to conscience him that worshipped, are offered, consisting only of meats and drinks and diverse washings, ordinances of flesh, imposed until the time of setting things right. But Christ being come high priest of the good things to come, by the better and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hand, that is, not of this creation, nor by blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, has entered in once for all into the Holy of Holies, having found an eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and a heifer's ashes sprinkling the defiled sanctifies for the purity of the flesh, how much rather shall the blood of the Christ, who by the eternal Spirit offered himself spotless to God, purify your conscience from dead works to worship the living God? And for this reason he is mediator of a new covenant, so that, death having taken place for the redemption of the transgressions under the first covenant, the called might receive the promise of the eternal inheritance. For where there is a testament, the death of the testator must needs come in. For a testament is of force when men are dead, since it is in no way of force while the testator is alive. Whence neither the first was inaugurated without blood. For every commandment having been spoken according to the law by Moses to all the people, having taken the blood of calves and goats, with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, he sprinkled both the book itself and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which God has enjoined to you." And the tabernacle too, and all the vessels of service he sprinkled in like manner with blood. And almost all things are purified with blood according to the law, and without bloodshedding there is no remission. It was necessary, then, that the figurative representations of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with sacrifices better than these. For the Christ is not entered into holy places made with hand, figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear before the face of God for us. Nor in order that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters into the holy places every year with blood not his own, since he had then been obliged often to suffer from the foundation of the world. But now, once, in the consummation of the ages, he has been manifested for the putting away of sin by his sacrifice. And forasmuch as it is the portion of men once to die, and after this judgment, thus the Christ also, having been once offered to bear the sins of many, shall appear to those that look for him the second time without sin for salvation.